Good morning, Elon.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, and how are you?
I am doing good.
Okay, so this week's Torah portion is Parshat Vayera, which has a lot of significance and meaning to me, personally, because it's my Bar Mitzvah Parsha.
Ooh.
But there's so many lessons that we can learn from this week's Torah portion and from many of the other Torah portions that are in this book of Bereshit, specifically of Genesis. And we read about in this week's Torah portion that God reveals himself to Abraham 3 days after the first Jew, who was 10, circumcision at the age of 99. Now, he should be sitting at home in bed relaxing because at that age, he just had a bris. It's not so easy. However, Abraham rushes up to prepare a meal for three guests who appear in the desert heat. And we know that they were obviously the three angels.
Yeah.
They were disguised as people, as men. And they had, one of them announced that in exactly 1 year, the barren Sarah will give birth to a son, and Sarah laughed. And the other one obviously came to destroy his home. And the other one came to heal Abraham, to do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, of visiting the sick. And that's where we get that mitzvah of today. And what do we see? That Sarah laughs when she hears that she's going to have a baby at such an old age, and therefore the name of their son is Yitzchak.
Yeah.
Because as the Torah says, Chok Asali Elokim, that she laughed when she heard of such a thing. And then we learn, obviously, when Lot, who was Abraham's nephew, extends the hospitality to the angels, to the men, quote unquote, when they came to tell that they were going to destroy them, they said, when you're leaving, they were going to save them, don't look back. And obviously, Lot's wife looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. Now, you know, many times we go through life and we want to give up. We say, that's it. You know, we can't do it anymore. And I remember hearing a saying, which really, really is so important and has so much meaning for a person's life, is that, you know, we do our bit and God will do the rest. Sometimes we're trying so hard to do something and we don't see the fruit of our labor. And so you wonder, you know, is it worth the effort? You know, the time and the thought that went through it, when the results are just not what you're expecting. So let's say, suppose for example, you're a school parent, you know, arranging a parent-teacher's evening, but you believe that it will benefit the school community. So you put hours of thought into it, planning all the details of the food, you know, the venue, the program,
yeah,
the invitations, the phone calls, so on and so forth. The special evening is scheduled in 2 days' time. You started, you know, a while ago. And it's at that point that you can count on one hand the parents and teachers who have sent you a response. And some of these responses simply are, you know, unable to attend. And so a person thinks in their mind, why can't things just work out? Where is everyone? And you're hoping in your mind that there won't be an embarrassing flop of an evening that you have put so much time into. You know, the clock is ticking and you start hearing a nagging voice inside, why bother with this? Just cancel the whole thing. So surely, if nobody else really cares about the evening, then there's no reason really to do it, right? So, here in itself is, I think, and this is where we can learn of this message of this week's Torah portion, we get the encouragement to stay positive. You know, reaffirm our decision to go with our plans and believe that somehow God will make it all work out. And that's where we see this big story portion. So imagine this. A 99-year-old man, Abraham, is recovering after his circumcision.
With no painkillers.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. So it could have been the perfect time for him to relax, to take it easy. And no one, no one would be upset at that. It wouldn't even be brought up in the Torah. No commentaries would ask questions. Why did he not? Why? He just had a bris naturally. Yet, being the genuinely good person that he was desperate to host guests, despite his pain and his weakness. So, God, loving and considerate as an only father can be, decided to set the sun's temperature in the desert to the max, so that no wanderer would dare brave a trek in this blistering heat in the desert. Then Avram would then be spared the burden of hosting guests, right? He'd have the opportunity to recover and go to bed. Naturally, who's going to come out? So, okay, I can't do it today. Fine, no problem. So Avram could have accepted God's favor and said, thank you, God. How kind of you to let me rest. Instead, no. He was disappointed that nobody was around. Avraham loved hosting guests. He was part of his very being. No matter circumcision, not circumcision, young or old, it didn't make a difference. Avraham yearned for an opportunity to be God kind to another person. So determined as ever, and knowing the almost impossible chances of a passerby venturing out in the blazing heat that God has created now, he set himself down outside his tent and he waits for guests.
Yeah.
And I am going to sit here until somebody comes. And you know what God did? The same loving, considerate God who turned the sun on high for Abram to rest, he now sent him angels to be his guests. Angels would survive the heat. And then what would happen? Abram would be satisfied. Abraham did his bit, and God did the rest. So sometimes doing our bit means having faith, you know, in the unimaginable, in the unlikely. And not just stopping there and believing in our dreams. Sometimes doing our best means going out of our tent, of our comfort zone, and demonstrating our determination to do all we can to turn that hope into a reality. And if we truly believe in our mission, and we want to succeed in whatever a person is doing, whether it be spirituality, whether it be in business, whether it be in friendship, relationship, it doesn't make a difference. If we ignore all possible excuses that God has given us, maybe he will send us angels our way too. So I think something that's so important that we can learn from Abraham, that God can do anything, but we have to do our bit to be able to get God to do that anything. And it's the same idea, and I think so importantly, CJAM now is having their annual
pledge drive. Yeah.
And you and I, we don't get paid to do this.
Not at all. We volunteer.
It costs money to have a program like this on, to pay for the airways, to pay for this. Everything costs money. There's nothing in life that is free. And this can only happen if people are willing to donate, to give a little bit of their earnings, a little bit of their time, a little bit of their money to enable us to be able to continue. And this is something that I think is very important. I hear so many times from people, oh, I just heard you on the radio. I never heard this song. It's so, even non-Jews, this is so amazing, you know, the Hebrew songs, the Yiddish songs, the English songs, the announcements that's going on in the community, the parsha. It's so informative. It's such a great thing, and I can have it on in the background. It's so beautiful. But these things don't happen by itself. And I'm encouraging everyone to go online. Ilan, you'll tell everyone what the website is.
www.cjm.ca.
And make a pledge. It doesn't make a difference whether it be $5, $100, $300.
Every amount.
Every amount, because we do our bit and we rely that God is going to make sure that sometimes we have to go through snow and crazy times to get the radio show on. There's the lights are off. The technical.
The phone is not working.
Who knows what's going on?
Yeah.
But we're persistent, and God can do anything. So at this time, we turn to all the listeners. It's up to you now. It's your chance to give back now so that we can continue, and that Ilan even more can make sure that we have an incredible radio show with amazing music and amazing company. So please go right now and donate.
Thank you, Rabbi, for supporting CGM.
Absolutely. I'm going to go on as well and give something.
That's great. So we all appreciate it.
It's an important tool that we have in the community, and music and words of wisdom, and words, not my words of wisdom, the words of the Torah, bring people together regardless of whether you be Jew, Christian, Muslim. It doesn't make a difference. We can all come and enjoy the culture of Judaism. So, I want to wish you a Shabbat Shalom. We have Friday evening.
That's it.
6:15, Shabbat morning 9:30, Sunday morning 8:30, followed by breakfast, and Monday and Thursday 7:15. If you cannot come every single Monday and Thursday, come once a month. You'll see. It'll make such a difference. It'll be amazing. And one last thing before I go off. Hanukkah is coming up very, very soon. So stay tuned for our annual Hanukkah menorah lighting, which is going to be in the mall. It's going to be December 4th, the Tuesday. So stay tuned, as hopefully by next week I'll be able to give more details exactly what the menorah is going to be made out of, and so on and so forth. So save the date, put it in your calendars, and we will look forward to seeing the big crowds that always come out.
And, of course, the first place to hear the news will be CGM.
That is correct. This will be the first place that we will announce what the menorah is going to be made out of.
That's it. Like every year.
That's right.
Rabbi, I want to wish you a great weekend and Shabbat Shalom.
You too. And how does those listeners know, how long is the CGM drive going for?
So it's still tomorrow, but people can keep donating on the website or call the station.
Right, but as they say, if not now, when? So go
exactly.
Right now and do it.
Go
don't
and
procrastinate.
Do it. That's it. Thank you, Rabbi.
All right, Ilan. We'll see you. Good Shabbat Shalom.
Same here. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.